Hey there, do you enjoy two friends ranting about things they love? Well, do I have a podcast for you. Topical Rants is a podcast about two guys who rant about anime, pop culture, or whatever else pop up in their minds. Topical Rants, found everywhere you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
One more thing to go over before we start the episode. We have a Discord. So, if you would like to discuss with us about the backrooms or send funny memes, consider joining. We hope to see you there. Now let's get into the episode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to the Traveler's Guide to the Backrooms, where we try to go over and explain the lore of the many levels and entities within. My name is Sharp A3, an MEGAI processing system, and today, we'll be going over the group with arguably the most information among the major factions of the Backrooms. So, I hope you are ready to give up your old identity, because today, we'll be going over the Eternal Repository. Basic descriptions. The Repository is a faction run entirely by ambiguity and information. To better simplify that concept, everyone who joins the Repository gets an identical uniform based on their position and a new name that they will be referred by. This allows the member in question the freedom and ability to become more than they were beforehand. This also protects them from the risks of bearing the information they wield. As for the information part, they deal in the trade of information. Since knowledge is the most powerful thing one can have, this makes them one of the most powerful factions in the Backrooms. So much so, that it's unknown just how much they know or have within their data banks, but it's believed they wield far more than expected. Since they're all about ambiguity and the spread of information, they make a great ally to have. Deals are commonplace within this group since they deem all knowledge useful. And when making deals with the members of this group, you can be safely assured your identity will remain secure. Just be sure that, when you're trading information with them, you have the appropriate info to trade with as well. These aren't the people to toy with. So, much like other groups like the MEG and the Eyes of Argos, the Respiratory is broken up into different bureau-like parts. From what we have gathered, members become part of an occupations-like organization within the group but can join one of the divisions as well. So for the sake of simplicity, if the job is not stated as being part of a division, we'll classify it as an occupation, unless stated otherwise. So, without any more delay, let's get into the occupational positions of this faction. Occupations. These occupations make up the majority of the positions members will take up when joining the faction. To start us off is the position of the Master Administrator, currently filled by a man who goes by V. Valentin. Speculated to be a middle-aged man of Russian descent. Not much else is known about him, but it's stated when he is spotted, he's always accompanied by members of the Sentinels of Navy. He is known as the creator of the faction, after somehow combining the MEG's database with his own. Creating the beginning of the database the Respiratory uses today. Though you would think this would be enough to put him and the group on the MEG's bad list, they actually work closely together. Sharing information to better help the backrooms and each other's needs. A quote associated with him goes, "From the shadows can bring to the light." Not something we would say for ourselves, but to each their own. Next up are the Sentinels of Navy, also known as the Eternal Guardians. These members make up the military force of the faction. They normally work as guards for other occupations and are known to interact with outsiders regularly. A quote to sum them up is, "Forever protect, forevermore." Next are the cloak crafters, also known as the Shrouded Forge. These members play an important role within the faction. They're in charge of creating, maintaining, and disrupting created equipment out to the rest of the faction. They're the ones who make the armor, weapons, and any machinery the group uses, but most importantly every mask each member dons when they join the respiratory. Because of that final part, along with another group of members we'll get into, some of them get to see the faces of new members. This alone is enough to make them very high-ranking and well-respected members of the faction. A quote that sums them up is, "We are what you mend, forged in eternal darkness." Next up are the members you'll most likely be dealing with, the Hands of Trade, also going by the Whispers. These members are tasked with conducting the actual trade of information with outsiders. Do you want to learn some secrets of a rival faction? The Whispers are the ones you'll be talking with. They're also the ones who normally bring in newcomers to the group. Once again, because they're the ones dealing with outsiders the most. An odd trait of all these members is that they don't speak at all unless they're speaking with other members of the faction or while making deals with outsiders. So, I hope you have some decent info to trade, because if not, these knowledge keepers aren't talking. A quote that sums them up is, "Words unspoken, secrets foretold." Next up is the Infiltrators of Wrath or the Burning Flame. This occupation is relatively new within the faction, with the main goal of infiltrating other groups to look out for unforeseen dangers to the respiratory. It's believed they have members embedded within the MEG, the Unbound Explorers Coalition, and surprisingly, the Eyes of Argos, among other factions. Their goal isn't to bring down these other groups, but to keep an eye out for dangers that can disrupt the work of the respiratory. A quote that sums them up is, "The flame burns eternal within us." The last occupation we'll be going over is the Data Diggers, also known as the Withholders. These members are the backbone of the group, for without them going out and seeking hidden knowledge and secrets, there wouldn't be any reason for the faction to exist. These members go out to the most dangerous areas within the backrooms and deal with very dangerous groups in order to gather information for the respiratory. Unlike the other members of the faction, they're permitted to wear regular clothes and move about without their masks, to best collect information. Much like the Burning Flame does, or at least speculated to. They're the trailblazers who risk life and death to find and store knowledge throughout the backrooms. A quote that sums them up is, "Loyalty to bravery, forever eternal to the repository." Divisions. Divisions are another role set that range from very specialized to a more generalized skill set. It should be stated again that you can have a particular occupation and still be part of a division. It all depends on what you want to do and the availability of the division in question. With that short rundown out of the way, let's get into the different divisions. Starting us off is Division Alpha, who also goes by the Guards of Erebus or Keepers of Shadows. Members of this division have achieved the highest order when it comes to their military service within the faction. These members are stated to be the most disciplined, have the most honors, and show the most loyalty to the repository. When the group needs a job done and done right, these are the guys you send. The only downside to them is the fact that they refuse any new equipment for their operations, choosing only to use what they have on hand at the time. The reason why is that they prefer to get the job done with what they have on their backs, so to speak. This, in a sense, makes them far more capable of their abilities. A quote that sums them up goes, "We protect what those are afraid to see." Next up is Division Beta, also going by the Osmium Shield. Many just refer to them as the front line of the repository. Members enlisted into this division are your standard solider of the defensive force of the group. Though the repository tries to remain mostly neutral in its position within the backrooms, there are those willing to do some very bad things to acquire the secrets they possess. So, these men and women make sure those secrets never fall into the wrong hands. Next is Division Gamma, the Sparks of Koraz. These members are the foundations of the repository, filling the roles that make up the infrastructural parts of the faction. They're the maintenance workers, repairmen, logistic operators, resource managers, and everything else that is needed to keep a large organization running smoothly. Because of the numerous amount of jobs being filled within this division, it is most likely the largest of the divisions. A quote that sums them up is, "Every great organization requires a backbone." Here we are. Last up is Division Epsilon. They go by the Scourge, and you can think of them as the scavengers of the faction. They go out and find materials the group can repurpose and use. These materials they normally go for are metals such as copper, iron, and in rare cases gold. They normally work closely with the cloak crafters due to their particular skill set. Their quote, because everyone has to have one goes, gathering the scraps for the products of the future. Databases. Databases are well-fortified outposts, where the respiratory keeps and analyzes a vast amount of knowledge. Though we're certain there are many databases that we're unaware of, there are two that we do, and those will be the ones we'll be going over today. First up is database 0011-0 located in level 11. This seems to be the more important of the two, due to the master administrator frequently visiting and working within it. The second one we know of is within level 9.2, and that's database 009-2. As we stated earlier, there are most likely many other databases that we're not aware of, and in time, hopefully, more will come to light. Until then, this is all we have to discuss. Closing words. So, that was the Eternal Repository, its goals, and how they operate. What do you think about this faction? What occupation and division would you want to be a part of, and what would your code name be? We would love to hear what you guys think. That's going to be all from us today, so thanks for listening and we hope to see you guys in the next episode. Until next time, have a wonderful day, and be safe out there. I would like to say a very special thank you to our patrons, Rickdiculous, Izzy Klein, Caleb Hills, Zephyr the Cast Iron Crow, Belmex Zoro, Nathan Gear, Anakin Bumgardner, Sushi Penguini, Cullen Shaughnessy, Stephen Conger, My Friends Call Me PK, Jeff Nordley, Slim Steven, That One Random Guy, The Good Diamond, Undead, and World Ray. Thank you all for going that extra step to support us and what we do. It's greatly appreciated. If you would also like to get your name shouted out at the end of the episode, get access to episodes earlier, and other perks, go become a patron on our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can do those things and more. Thanks again for listening, and have a wonderful day.